Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, breakups are worthy of celebrating, apparently. That's according to journalist and author Rebecca Reid, who joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Rebecca.
Good afternoon.
Your article made us laugh and made us chat, which is always a good sign, Rebecca.
That's what we're aiming for.
This is an article about breakups for the I newspaper that you wrote. And it opens with Sydney Sweeney, the actress, who kind of did that very gentle deleting of the partner on Instagram. It's very Gen Z kind of soft launch of a breakup, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The soft launch of both the introduction and the removal of a partner. And it's funny because the way that celebrities handle their breakups seems to filter through to us normies. So I increasingly do notice that my friends soft launch people they're dating. So you'll see like their arm in a photo, or you'll see like them in the background. And similarly, they'll be phased out in an Instagram. And you do think, well, gosh, it's not really the same when I have a breakup, is it? People don't care about my love life in quite the same way as Sydney Sweeney. And yet we do these same things.
We do exactly the same things. You're so right. And your own story, Rebecca, is so raw and so honest. Will you take us back? You're engaged for 18 months when you felt there was some fairly major cracks in the relationship, but you kept going.
Yeah, so I mean, I got divorced at the start of this year. I split up with my husband a couple of years ago, just after our baby was born. And we'd been together for nearly 10 years. But when we got engaged, I sort of had a sense that things weren't quite right. But by that point, you know, two things really. I loved being engaged. It made me feel sort of very validated and important and special. And everybody was so celebratory about it. You know, it makes you the centre of attention. You get a nice shiny piece of jewellery. Everyone wants to hear about your wedding. And particularly because when I got engaged, I was 23 or 24, which for London is like, you know, a child bride. It's like unheard of to get married that young in London. And so, you know, it felt very special and very validating. And the idea of giving that up was very unappealing. And also, I think you do get told a lot, you know, we often are told, you know, relationships are hard, marriage is hard work. And I think I heard that and I interpreted it as relationships should be hard. When actually, I know now when people say relationships are work, they mean like, you know, redoing your house is work. It's hard, but it's worthy and it comes out with something amazing. Not work like, you know, a dead end job in a miserable office that you hate. Mm-hmm. So I think I really, you know, we romanticize the idea of relationships being difficult, and we aren't always totally honest about the fact that they, you know, we can all have rough patches, but they shouldn't be universally difficult all the time.
And you're so right when you say this engagement process of being a fiancé, it's all very exciting and fancy and it's filled with hope and celebrations and all the family are delighted. And also you say you were too embarrassed to even consider admitting that you might be making a mistake.
Absolutely. And it would have been, you know, my ex-partner was sort of 12 years older than me. So originally when we started dating, there had been raised eyebrows. And I'd always been a little bit of a wild child. And I really loved that for once I was doing the conventional thing and the good girl thing and the normal thing. And to backtrack on that felt like it would have been really humiliating. And I think that's why I really think that it would be good to start celebrating breakups as a potentially positive thing, because I think if I had felt like people would have been celebratory of my ending that engagement, I might perhaps have done it. I mean, it gets very complicated because we had a child together who's obviously the light of my life and the best thing that ever happened to
me.
Yes,
of course.
So once you have a child, you kind of can't really, you know, you don't really want to change anything about the timeline that got you there. But I do think I watch friends of mine cling on to long, long relationships purely because they are long. And I think if they knew that you were going to get the kind of celebration for breaking up that you get for getting married or having a baby or getting engaged, they might be more likely to be able to do it.
Yeah, I love your editor's response. Bring us up to that, because 6 years later, you started the divorce process.
Yes, so we got divorced quite a lot later, and a friend of mine had written a book, and they sent me, which was about being single, and they sent me a copy of the book and asked me to give a quote for it. You know, when people write on the cover, sort of, oh, this is an amazing book. Mm. And I sort of replied and said, yeah, absolutely. And then I mentioned, given the book was about being single, I said, ironically, I am now also single, having been a sort of perpetual monogamist for many, many years. And she replied, I said, I'm getting divorced. And she just replied saying, oh, congratulations. And it was the only time anybody had said anything other than, oh my God, why? What happened? And I think when you say that you're getting divorced, people either treat it like a tragedy, which, you know, it is of sorts, but it also is an exciting new beginning. Or people want the gossip, but you don't tend to find that people want to celebrate it with you. But actually, for everyone, put it this way, I don't know a single woman, most of my friends are women, mm-hmm. where after a divorce, I've thought, oh, she'd have been better off staying with him. Yeah. Every woman I know, a breakup, a divorce, an engagement called off, moving out of the house you share together. Every single one of the breakups I know, I've thought, yeah, that's probably for the best, actually.
It's such a good point. You actually made me kind of reframe. So I said to my producer when we were chatting in the newsroom before the show started today, you know, if she said to me, I've broken up with my boyfriend, I would have said, geez, D, I'm so sorry. You know, yeah. Like you instantly go to apologize to the person. But mm-hmm. your editor came back with something so refreshing, which was congratulations, which makes perfect sense, by the way, because you're about to, like, nobody died. You know, you're about to start a whole new chapter in your life. Why shouldn't exactly. it be marked in a happy way?
And it happened to be, you know, after that, it was sad, and then it was exciting, and then I was dating again, and then, you know, years later, I've met somebody else, and that's exciting. So, you know, divorce is usually the beginning of a story. And particularly if you do, you know, I was 30 or 31 when I got divorced. That's very young. That's probably not going to be the end of your story. So it's good to position it as the previous chapter is closed, but a new chapter is opening.
Yes.
You know, not all marriages are meant to last forever. And if you can handle it with some dignity and treat each other well, then ultimately it can be a really exciting step.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've just made us kind of think differently about it. I have a divorce and relationship coach, Claire Okmuti, on the line. Claire, is this something you can associate with?
Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, it is. And it's really interesting because I love listening to you, Rebecca. I love your story. And so out of my divorce, I actually have changed my career. I was a nurse for 36 years and now I'm a full-time relationship and divorce coach, because I believe that a divorce is an opportunity for something new and something better. And it is one of those things that it depends on how you're approaching it. So if you're the person who has left or chosen to leave, you're streets ahead of the other person and it's your choice. So it's like that is worth celebrating, the courage to step out of something that doesn't feel good for you for whatever reason. But if you're the person who has been left because somebody else stepped out and you didn't want it, celebration may not feel appropriate that person at that time. But as time passes and things change and emotions settle and our lives move on, then it might become something where you see, oh, actually, do you know what? My world is actually better now. One of them takes a lot more time than the other because you're further ahead in the thinking process and the moving forward.
Yeah. Now, I'm conscious, Claire, there's probably people tuning in this afternoon going, well, I'm actually devastated having gone through a breakup. So, you know, you don't want to dismiss anyone who's genuinely, you know, whose life has been turned upside down through a divorce or a breakup either. But I suppose if it's something that you've decided and maybe put off, whether it's a job or a relationship or anything, even a friendship, I suppose, it takes a certain level, doesn't it, of consideration to actually make that happen.
Oh, it really does. I mean, it was about 3 years before I decided to step out of my marriage when I started to realise things weren't great and we tried to fix them. And when I left, the interesting thing for me was people presumed I was fine because I was an A&E manager. I was very capable. I was anything but fine. But because they thought, oh, you've done the leaving, you're fine. Those two things, those two and two do not actually equal four, because I never wanted to not be married. But I knew that it was going to be better for me in my future to step away. But as time went on, I mean, I knew that my world was going to be better. I needed to walk the journey to get to better. I think the difficulty in our culture, because I'm from Galway and I live in the north of Ireland, is that shame and guilt are solidly attached to a divorce situation. More so than a breakup, I think the divorce has sort of the church culture and the society culture behind it. And it takes a lot to step away. But the reality is, very often marriages are broken. So the person stepping away doesn't break them. They're stepping out of something broken.
And often and long broken.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, totally. I mean, I have some clients and they're married 47, 49 years at the moment. Some a lot less, but some that far. But each of them has got to a point when they think, I still have some life left to live and I want to live it feeling better than this, or feeling alive or feeling freer. So a lot of what I do with my clients is go, let's look at the emotions. If we can name something, we can sit with it. Can do something with it. But when we use words like stressed or overwhelmed, they're like umbrella words, and I don't feel they're overly helpful. But when we dig down and we go, well, does overwhelmed feel like sad, frustrated, upset? We can then do something, because any breakup of a job, a friendship, a family breakup or a relationship is a grief and a loss.
Of course.
Because you've lost something that you had.
Yeah.
And the grief journey, as we know, if somebody dies, is all mixed up. It's back to front. You have all of the emotions. You can have everything in one day and some none in the next day. It's up and down. It is the same with this. And I am a firm believer that when we understand something, we have the ability to manage
to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Claire Akmuti. Thank you very much, relationship coach, for joining us, Claire. And author and columnist Rebecca Reid, your article made us laugh and chat, which is always a good sign. Someone says, when my parents divorced, I sent a massive bouquet of flowers to my mother and congratulated her on the good news. I'm sure lots of people can relate to that as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.